Joshua and the Angel. One of the key questions in understanding the pre-Advent judgment is understanding it in the context of the gospel. This is crucial, and this has been one of the main points that I've been trying to make, and I tried to make in the video seminar, and what I want to make here is that judgment and gospel go together. You can't truly understand the judgment without the gospel. You can't truly understand the gospel without the judgment. They're two parts of a whole. I mean, for example, the first angel's message in Revelation 14. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. You notice, judgment, gospel, together. They need to be understood together. And people have been struggling with this. And as I said in the original video, hasn't just been an Adventist problem. And as I said too, I believe the key to truly understanding it is found in the sanctuary service. But what is fascinating is that probably, I'd say definitely, the clearest, best, most balanced presentation of judgment and gospel that I've ever seen anywhere is in Volume 5 of the Testimonies, Joshua and the Angel. Such a clear, balanced, and powerful presentation. I wish everybody who wants to understand the teaching of the judgment would prayerfully and carefully read this in Volume 5. In fact, I think it's so important that if you go on this website to the resource section, you will see one of the resources called Joshua and the Angel. And that's where I just cut and pasted from the EGW website and put that up. Read that prayerfully and carefully, and you will have a very clear, good, and balanced understanding of the judgment and the gospel together. Thank you.